Welcome to CLAC's radio program produced by members of the Anti-Capitalist Convergence of Montreal. 22 days from now, the so-called leaders of the world, the Group of Eight, will be flown into Kananaskis, Alberta to a posh resort for their annual summit. Already the costs of security measures to be put in place is an estimated $200 million. For many, the memory of the brutal murder of a young man, Carlos Giuliani, by police forces at last year's G8 summits in Genoa is still very fresh. These men, who have conquered power through fraud, extortion, and deceit in their own countries, will meet to orchestrate how they'll guarantee the supremacy of their existing economic and political order. Because they'll be discussing Africa, in particular, the new Partnership for African Development, otherwise called NEPAD, today we'll be talking with Aziz Fall, a member of GULA, le Groupe de Recherche et Initiative pour la Libération d'Afrique, based here in Montreal and in Toronto. Aziz will talk about what's behind all the rhetoric on partnerships with the continent of Africa, and we'll also be talking about the resistance of social movements throughout the continent.
The main problem here is that the people who drafted the NEPAD plan, I'm sure have good intentions, except that they did it within the paradigm, within the framework of the imperialist system, which made it a wide continent scale structural adjustment program. And that means that, in fact, the exploitation of African raw materials by foreign capital and techniques, infrastructure built in order to make sure that investment is going to happen, is prior, in fact, to basic needs fulfillment, is prior to self-reliant strategy of development, is prior to women emancipation, and so on. So you see, that plan is seeking for money from the G8, in attempt to actually modernize the African societies in order to integrate it fully in the globalization process. But what we are saying is that, in fact, Africa is not marginalized in the globalization process. It actually imports most of their goods from the world market. The problem is the nature of their integration that is bad. And what the leaders are going to ask is just adding, you know, more dependency of African societies in the Western world. And we are denouncing that plan as one ultimate attempt from the elite of the African countries to try to solve the problem of development by using the same old tool but within the neoliberal framework. So the same old tool is investment, market, technology from the West, without noticing that, in fact, all of those are, in fact, tools of the international capital. So we have to make sure that the liberation movement, the progressist organization, are to be heard. They were never consulted to the drafting of that plan. There is no chance for them to amend or to change, to modify the nature of the plan, to give it more human rights and more gender-oriented, significance. So because of that, you see, we are just in a position of confronting those tools that have been used during the three past 10 years, you know, decennia, as a way of integrating better the Africa in the world capitalist movement, and it actually failed. So they're just renewing the same strategy, but in harsher condition. This means going to be seeing the pillage of the African continent that already happened. So the question we are asking is, why should the G8 give more money when they obtain exactly what they want, you know, from the African land without giving any money? So why are they going to add any money to these elite baskets? And we are sure that the G8 is just going to selectively give money to some countries who fulfill their own agenda, and that is going to be against African unity with a hierarchy, a new hierarchy of African states. I think the main problem is that we are facing socioeconomic restructuring of African societies by the globalization order. And that is quite disturbing and also very challenging to create new form of resistance in societies. So the first period of the liberation movement is over. The task was to create at least some ground for nationhood. That was quite difficult because nation actually happened to exist just because of the state, and it was almost an artificial task to create a nation. The second problem of the liberation movement was to fight against imperialism, and that was a neo-colonial order to overthrow, and it was also quite difficult, and it failed. So now we're facing this third wave where the social resistance movement is co-opted by imperialism, which design what we call civil societies organizations. It's mainly NGOs, any kind of umbrella organizations of women, youth, etc. And they're trying to co-opt those organizations in order to make sure that their resistance is not going to be violent or against the capitalist order. So that's at least where we are at now in the whole continent. It's a fierce battle, and it's very delicate because the general objective of fighting locally the imperialism is no longer at stake. It's almost a survival task for any of these organizations on a daily-day basis. That makes the whole thing very complicated to analyze. Just for the sake of history, people must know that the Canadian Reserve were actually used as a model to create the apartheid system in South Africa. Just that the balance of power is different, that here we have a minority of people and in Africa we're in majority, so it had to be balanced by the apartheid system, because the condition of underdevelopment in Africa are created by the neocolonial imperialist order. And clearly the similarity is also striking, because there the land of the native people here was stolen, and still stolen by the same order. The nature of development in African societies is quite different from the one here, except that we could maybe use those kind of comparison just for the sake of illustration, but it doesn't really capture the reality. The reality is far more complex. Self-consciousness is the first step of any people who wanted to do something. Like, you have to understand the class content of the globalization process. You have to understand exactly its nature. That's the first step. And the second step is really to try to channel the energies of these people with the people who are resisting. And there are very important organizations who are trying in the trade unions, in the political parties, from the left side of the African spectrum, the civic societies, you know, namely women and youth. Most of them are involved in this resistance, and it's very important to link the condition of the struggle here in the north with those in the south, to understand that in fact it's the same struggle, that the way of producing and consuming, that is it, the model of the globalization process, is in fact a predatory system, and that Earth cannot longer support it. So it's very important to make sure that people understand that all those struggles are related. So one step maybe is to join Grilla and every other organization, Clark and so on, who are going to demonstrate against the G8. And it could be a first step for those who are not involved, you know, to be there. And for those who are already in the organization, to exchange and to look forward to create better active solidarity.
people would like to hear more about resistance in Africa and what the G8 will be discussing at the Kananaskis Summit on June 26th and 27th, you're invited to CLAC's upcoming public assembly on June 11th at 2515 DeLille at the Seda Community Center located near Metro Lionel Grue. Starting at 6 p.m., food and drink will be served. The panel and discussion entitled Confronting the G8, the War at Home and the War Abroad will begin at 7. There will be 5 speakers. Aziz will be presenting the issues surrounding NEPAD along with Patrick Brand from the Alternative Information and Development Center based in Johannesburg, South Africa. Sarvat Vikar from the South Asian Center and the South Asian Women's Community Center will also be there. Karina Chagnon and Barbara Legault, CLAC members, will be talking about the Take the Capital campaign and the 2 days of action against the G8 that will be taking place in Ottawa on June 26th and 27th. For more information, please visit CLAC's website at www.quebec2001.net. The Take the Capital website is www.takethecapital.net.
Mentality.